None but the hungry heart. 2:14. Continuous cross. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 11. The indwelling Lord Jesus is the source of our life of liberation. The cross is the means to it. As we abide in him and he in us, we are to reckon upon the finished work of Calvary to deal progressively with self. It is on this basis alone that the life of Jesus will be manifested in our mortal flesh. God has taken the old creation and condemned it in Christ, and is now working on the new creation. There is no place in the plan of God for the betterment of the old creation. He does not bring about some kind of transformation of the old man, so as to produce some kind of resemblance to Christ in Christian character and conduct. There is only one place for the old creation, and that is the cross. But it is not enough for us to say, "It is there crucified with Christ." Crucifixion was a lingering death, and while we stand once for all upon the fact of God, which is eternal and unchangeable, when our Lord Jesus went to the cross, he took more than our sins with him. He took our old man and dealt with the source of all our sin, and dealt with it satisfactorily. While we stand on that fact, there has to be the daily working out of the victory which Christ has won for us. There has to be the daily dying to this old self. The Holy Spirit has to work into us the death of the Lord Jesus Christ in all its wonderful power and purpose. Being made conformable unto his death. Philippians 3, verse 10.